The Finlandia Cross Country Ski Marathon will take place February 17th near Bemidji. 2018 marks the 36th annual Finlandia, and the race is considered one of the premier cross country ski marathons in the country. Mike Herbin is here to tell us more about it. Mike, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
How long have you been involved in the Finlandia?
This is my 21st year and my 20th year being race director.
How did it all get started?
The Finlandia was started back in the 70s by some BSU students that wanted to, cross-country skiing was starting to grow. The event actually was it started out as a two-day event that would start at Paul and Babe, go all the way up to Buena Vista in the first day, going across Lake Bemidji and through Mobile Maze. And then on the second day, would ski through the trails of Buena Vista and then all the way back down and finish on the campus of BSU. So it used to be a two-day event, 100-kilometer marathon, but there was very few ski events at that time, so they made a really big deal of it. They had sponsors. The country of Finland was one of the sponsors, Finlandia Vodka. I mean, it was a big thing. They had upwards of 1,000 people that would register every year.
Is that where the name came from, Finlandia Vodka?
It was one of the original sponsors, and I believe that's where the name came from, yeah. Huh.
Now it takes place near the Buena Vista ski area, north of town?
It's a loop race out at Buena Vista, all self-contained on the property out there.
How long is it?
It's a 25K loop, but we have events that are 10K, 25K, and 50K.
What is the course like?
I know for a fact from the trails around the Bemidji area, it's one of the hilliest. It's a very challenging course. You get on the west side, and there's some very challenging hills, one of them called The Wall. It's pretty famous on the Cairns Loop there. But as far as other courses, I'm told it's probably one of the more challenging in the Midwest.
It's like trails. Wide trails through the woods?
Yeah, we have anywhere between 12 to 20 foot wide trails. It's double track for classic for the first 1K, and then it just goes to a single track. So we can do both classic and skate all on the same course.
Well, that's a lot of trails. What goes into grooming these trails and getting them ready for the race?
Well, we start pretty much in about October. We're going through and picking up the windfalls and going out with chainsaws with volunteer groups. Once the snow starts flying, we're just grooming, spending hours and hours and hours driving around at a very, very slow pace. It's not your typical snowmobiling, and that's what we groom by, is by snowmobile and equipment that we attach to these heavy snowmobiles. But you're going at probably like 7 to 10 miles an hour around this course. So one loop of 25K typically will take you probably close to 2 hours.
So come race day, how many competitors are we talking about?
Lately, in the past 5 to 10 years, we're averaging about 300 to 350 with all of the different events. And that includes people from, you know, Alaska, a lot of Canadians, Colorado. So not just, you know, here Midwest, but we get them kind of all over. A lot of Twin Cities folks will come up, and then a lot of local folks too.
This is well known in the circuit.
Yeah, we're one of the three originals, which was the Moravasa Lopet, the Finlandia, and the Birkebeiner. We were one of the original American ski marathon series, and then it grew from there.
It's my understanding that people can't register on the day of the event.
The only registrations that we allow on the day of is the Northwoods Tour, which is an untimed event. It's a 10K tour just on the east side. It's pretty easy in rolling hills. But if you're competing for any of the medals or the axe, which is the first place prize, you have to register the night before.
Okay. So it's an axe? That's the big prize?
Rosemauled axes. They've been rosemauled by the Gonvik Rosemauling Group for as long as I've been involved with the Finlandia, but it's a double-bitted, full-size axe that we get some of them donated from L&M Fleet, and we take them up there. They work on them for a couple of months, and they come back as these just gorgeous painted rosemauled axes, and they're highly sought after. So there are some families, for instance, a family in Park Rapids that between all of the people in their family, I think they have 5 on their wall right now. So yeah, there were people that continually come out and do very well. So
wow. You've been part of organizing this for 21 years.
Yeah.
Why do you love this event?
I've always been a skier. So, I mean, I just love snow and cold weather and just sliding. It's been in my blood. My father loved to ski, taught me. I've worked at Buena Vista, the downhill part of Buena Vista, for even longer. I've been there for about 26 years. It's a whole family-friendly day. You know, we have lots of volunteers. We have close to 100 volunteers that come out. Bemidji High School, Trek North, they bring their kids out that man the feed stations. We have bonfires for them at the feed stations because they're way out in the woods. It gives them something to stay warm with and to do. But, you know, without all of these volunteers, it would be really hard to put an event on like this. After the event, we have, you know, this wonderful food feed at the Hall of Fame there, in which there's warm soup and bagels and cookies and things donated from Concordia Language Village, and just so many different volunteers that chip in and really help out. The registration night we have is at Keg and Cork, and there we have spaghetti feed. So if you want a carbo load the night before, it doesn't matter whether it's beer or spaghetti. It's still carbo loading as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, the day of it, we have music playing. We have announcers. The finish start area is really decked out with a lot of different flags and banners and people cheering. So it's kind of like, you know, a good crowd out there. People on the sidelines, dinging their cowbells, cheering people on. So it's pretty cool.
So you said there's feed stations. That's just along the trail?
Yeah, we have four different feed stations on this 25K course. So you don't really go too far without, you know, having the availability of water, energy drink, or something to eat if you need to, and sugars, some sort of energy piece. But yeah, all these different feed stations are located throughout the whole course. We also have extra wax and poles if you break something or need something.
How long does it generally take someone to get through the course?
I think typically the first place finishers, which would be the skate, which is much faster, I think they come in like around 1 hour, 20 minutes, somewhere around there. The 50Kers, I mean, they can be anywhere between, you know, 2 hours and 30 minutes to, we've had some people that have been out there for almost 6 hours. So, and we cheer them on just like they're the first place finishers too. You know, we try to, you know, make everybody feel welcome and that they've accomplished something.
Absolutely. Well, what do you like about cross country skiing?
Being outside, it's a quiet sport. I mean, the silence that you, when you're out there by yourself just skiing and just hearing that crispness of the snow and the gliding, and it's just really neat. You just stop sometimes after a long hill climb and catch your breath, but also take in the beauty of the woods.
That's Mike Urban. The Finlandia Cross Country Ski Marathon will take place February 17th. It's the 36th annual, and that takes place at the Buena Vista ski area north of Bemidji. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
You can register for that Finlandia Cross Country Ski Marathon by going to minnesotafinlandia.com. Pre-registration is required for most of the races, and a pre-marathon event will be held at the Keg and Cork in downtown Bemidji on Friday night, February 16th, where you can carbo load. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the good people of Minnesota.